Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The Daily 5 Question Trivia Game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Oh, you were so close.
You gotta wait for it.
You gotta wait for it. You should be rehearsing this, Kevin. All right, and playing this morning, it is Katie from Vacaville. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
You're a third grade teacher, correct?
Yes.
Can you say what school?
Yeah, St. John the Baptist in Napa.
Excellent. And do you play Are You Smarter Than Katie with us every morning?
Yes, we do.
Do you do well?
Sometimes.
Okay, good.
Good.
You just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win this morning. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Today's jackpot sits at $120. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. Post Malone has a unique sponsorship collabo with the shoe company Crocs, and his shoes are already going for $900 on eBay. His exquisite taste doesn't stop there. Post recently made a stop with Jimmy Fallon to his favorite Italian chain restaurant. What is it?
Could you repeat that again?
Sure. Post Malone recently made a stop with Jimmy Fallon to his favorite Italian chain restaurant. What is it?
Olive Garden.
Question two. Ellen DeGeneres is considering ending her daytime talk show.
No.
She told the New York Times she's mulling on what to do once her contract ends in 2020. The two people in her life helping her with her decision are her brother and her wife. What is Ellen's wife's name?
Portia.
Question three. A woman who claimed to have wed the spirit of a Haitian pirate who was executed in the 1700s announced on Facebook she is breaking up with her ghost husband. They met when he mysteriously appeared next to her in bed. If a bow refers to the front end of a boat, what term refers to the rear of a boat?
The stern.
Question four. Happy birthday to Taylor Swift, who turns 29 today. Finish the lyric to this classic Taylor Swift song, You Belong With Me. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts, she's cheer captain, and what is the next lyric?
I'm in the bleachers.
And question five, a new study says that 1 in 3 office workers admit that they have done something they regret at their company's annual holiday party. Ours is tomorrow, by the way. If 1 in 3 is 33%, 4 out of 6 is what percent?
66%.
And real fast, just to clarify on the Ellen DeGeneres question, can I get a last name of her wife?
DeRossi?
Katie!
Okay, we got it. We got it. Thank you, Kevin.
I found her.
Right in my ear.
Katie, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
She's from Vacaville. She's a third grade teacher. Listens every morning. Knows she can beat you. She knows. Hey. She has the confidence.
Okay.
Katie, you're going for your 154th win today.
Okay.
As always, you can watch us do this on Instagram Live right now. Give us a follow at End1065. Katie, are you ready?
I am ready.
These are tough. Question one. Post Malone has a unique sponsorship collabo with the shoe company Crocs, and his shoes are already going for $900 on eBay. His exquisite taste doesn't stop there. Post recently made a stop with Jimmy Fallon to his favorite Italian chain restaurant. What is it?
Olive Garden.
Correct.
Oh, I knew you would get that.
Question two. Ellen DeGeneres is considering ending her daytime talk show. She told the New York Times she's mulling over what to do once her contract ends in 2020. The two people in her life helping with her decision are her brother and her wife. What is Ellen's wife's name?
Portia DeRossi.
That is correct.
Oh.
Question three, a woman who claimed to have wed the spirit of a Haitian pirate who was executed in the 1700s announced on Facebook she is breaking up with her ghost husband.
No!
They met when he mysteriously appeared next to her in bed.
Who amongst us hasn't had that happen?
If a bow refers to the front end of a boat, what term refers to the rear of a boat?
The stern.
Correct.
I don't know if I told you guys I'm a boat
You're
person.
You're a boat person. So, yeah. Congratulations.
I have a boat.
Question four. Happy birthday to Taylor Swift, who turns 29 today. Finish the lyric to this classic Taylor Swift song, You Belong With Me. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts, she's cheer captain, and what is the next lyric?
I'm in the bleachers.
Correct. And question five, a new study says that 1 in 3 office workers admit that they have done something they regret at their company's annual holiday party. Ours is tomorrow in Midtown, if you want to stop by. If 1 in 3 is 33%, 4 out of 6 is what percent?
Are you kidding me?
Hurry, you're wasting
time.
Okay,
shut up.
3 seconds.
20%.
No,
that's incorrect. 66%.
Shut up, Kevin.
Whoa.
Kevin, by the way, can I get clarification on question five? She didn't give the point.
Nope, wrong.
You're going to make that wrong?
Wait, what?
Okay, so technically, if Kevin is being the judge on this, technically it's 66.6%.
I didn't say that.
Right. But Katie, she gives just 66%. So if Kevin's going to be the judge
on that. I think we should... Well, how many did you get?
Well, I am about to tell you. Are you ready to hear?
Yeah.
All right. Today's final score, Katie 4. It's a tie.
And that is with her not getting the math question?
Correct. So she just said 66%.
You can't drop the 0.6. Math is math.
I feel like we should give it to her.
Wait, say that again, Katie?
I said the point wasn't clarified. I knew the point if you had asked for it.
Knowing it's 66%.
Math problems don't ask you. Remember to include the point. It should be a given.
All right, listen.
I've taken several math classes.
I'm letting Kevin be the judge today. That's Kevin's ruling.
Okay.
So
I would have given it to you, Katie.
Sorry, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
All right, so it's a tie today. Win goes to Katie, so we'll add $20 to the jackpot. Tomorrow we'll play for $140. Her record stands 154 wins and 29 losses. Katie, I'm sorry a technicality got you today, but we appreciate you listening. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I guess I'm not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.